Ever since I got on Twitter, every couple months there's this debate coming up about should you follow back for everybody who follows you. Now, this debate came alive again yesterday when Scott Monty posted on his blog that he was no longer going to be auto-following people like he had been doing in the past. The problem was he was being inundated with spam, you know, basically because he had auto-followed so many people, you know, and so many of them being just casual users, people who really he had no interest in following. What was happening was their accounts were getting hacked and they were starting to bombard his DM column with all these spam messages every single day, to the point where no legitimate message could possibly get through. And, you know, I've always been of the opinion that I don't auto-follow. I'll take that extra moment to look at a person's tweets, to look at their description, and decide whether or not I'm going to be following them. Because I feel like, you know, just because they follow me doesn't make it a relationship. I mean, I'm much more likely to follow somebody if they will tweet me or engage me in some manner. You know, if they're just following me, that's not an engagement, and that doesn't necessarily guarantee them a follow. And plus, we have to be reasonable here. I mean, we've tended to think of social networking as being socialistic, and it's not. I mean, nothing in the social space says that it has to be socialistic. It's definitely capitalistic. Some people simply hold more interest for other people. You know, let's face it, you know, your famous stars are not going to be following everybody back, and there's a reason for that, because we're interested in them, and they're not necessarily interested in the things that we're talking about, and that's okay. Admittedly, I've softened on that stance over the years. I mean, because, you know, when I first got started on Twitter, I was more of the opinion I'm only going to follow a small number of people who I'm interested in. And I've expanded that definition to give a lot of people a lot of chances. You know, just say, I'm going to follow them. That sounds fairly interesting. And let's see what happens to them over time. So I've ended up following a lot more people than I first intended to follow. But still, I have some sort of connection. I've still made that effort to find out what they're saying and who they are before they follow them. And guess what? And, you know, admittedly, I have a lot less followers than Scott Monty. He's at 33,000. I'm like at 2,000 something. But the reality is that I get a lot less, even if you work it out, extrapolate to 33,000 from my 2,000. You know, at one spam DM message, every 3 to 4 days, maybe. It shows that my system is much more effective at kind of weeding out the casual user who's not saying a lot and who's more susceptible to being hacked. I mean, I'm basically looking for people who are being interesting on Twitter and, you know, or maybe engaging with people who've engaged with me. I think that that's a smarter way to approach this whole thing about who to follow. And pretty much that's exactly what Scott Monty has come to a conclusion about. He's going to be following only people who have added him and have talked to him and have interacted with him. I think that's smart because, you know, it shows a real engagement. It shows a real social activity. It shows a real relationship. And really, that's what social networking's all about. It's not about the numbers. It's about the quality of the engagements. Well, those are my thoughts for today. Have a good one.